Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome back to The Songwriter Show right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you, the fans, every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm so super excited to have Michelle Blood on the show. She's a successful, multi-talented lady. She's a songwriter and rock singer in Australia, and after a near-fatal car accident, while in the hospital with many serious injuries, she created positive affirmation songs, which not only healed her body, but also took her to worldwide success.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Michelle. How are you doing?
Thanks, Sorontos. I'm doing great. Great to see you.
Well, you too. I love your list. Yeah, exactly. I love your little story here. Tell us about, I don't know if you really want to talk about the accident, but tell us about the positive affirmation songs. It sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I was living the life of my dreams, even though it's really tough in Australia. I was a musician and singing on TV since I was 5 years of age. And I ended up getting together eventually a really great band. One stage, we toured 7 years nonstop to thousands of people every night. Time Warner was our record label. We started doing great videos and touring with big international bands like the Pretenders and Georgia Satellites. And it was, it's tough, but it's amazing when you, I was the singer, the songwriter, well, one of the main songwriters, the manager of the band as well. And so I was living a great life. We were just about to get offered a European record label as well. And then I had a near fatal truck accident. I was in the truck driving from Brisbane to Sydney with all the musical equipment and huge double, huge sound systems we had back then, because the bands in Australia back then had to hire all their own musical equipment and the actual sound system as well. Get your own truck. I mean, it's a huge amount of work, your own road crew. Nothing was given to you. You just had to pay for everything. And so that's a lot of work when you're the lead singer as well and singing every single night and traveling. But anyway, the truck driver fell asleep at the wheel, and as the passenger, when he went into a pole, all the musical equipment went into me. And I won't go into how bad I was broken up, but, you know, a few times I thought I was going to kick the bucket. if I could have moved my legs, that is. if I could have kicked the bucket. But anyway, but in that hospital is, you know, really when my life changed, Sorontos.
Wow. So after that experience, how did you get into the positive affirmation? Like, it seems like that was life-changing. How did you decide to do that?
Well, it was interesting. It was, I think the most important things that happened to us seem to happen by accident. Excuse the pun. But it's just that people were sending me, fans and different people were sending me positive books. I couldn't read the books, even though I was an avid book reader, because I couldn't move. I was on a steel-plated bed in traction waiting for the next operation and the next operation. Anyway, so, but somebody put on a couple of different things, including Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, a book that changed my life. So I'm a young, at the time, rock singer in Australia, female, and the book is about American male entrepreneur millionaires in the 1920s. But there was one, I know, it's an amazing book, but the chapter about affirmations, auto-suggestion, where he would go into his little infant son's room every night, who was born completely 100% deaf, not 1% of hearing. And he would do these affirmations. You can hear, you're this, you're that, you are wonderful. You know, something, you know what I mean, Sorontos, when you hear something you've never heard before and you just know it's true.
Yeah.
You just feel it in the marrow of your bones. So I said, okay, I'll do an affirmation. It's got to be stated in the now as if it's already happened, even if it hasn't. And you've got to emotionalize it. So I said, okay, I am healed. I know I am. I love myself. I am my friend. None of those things were true. So it was a perfect affirmation. But as Napoleon Hill said, because I was listening to the audio version because I couldn't move, you've got to emotionalize it. And this is years before John Hopkins and Berkeley did all the studies that they've done on the subconscious mind and music. And, you know, nothing was proven back then yet with neuroscience, but it's been proven now it works. But back then, even when my car accident was there, there was nothing proven, but I couldn't get it into my subconscious mind because my doubting mind kept spitting it out.
Yeah.
So I got someone to put on my little tape recorder. And for those that don't know what that is, you can Google it. I put on my tape recorder, as I always did when I wanted to write a song. I wouldn't want the song to vanish out of my consciousness. So I just started singing, I am healed, I know I am. I love myself, I am my friend. Singing it over and over and over again. And as a songwriter, the lyrics, which are the affirmations, go into the logical left side of your brain. The music, the melody goes into the right side. You have a whole brain experience. And the song goes straight into your subconscious mind. You cannot reject it. That's why I used to get paid pretty good money doing jingles, writing jingles and singing them for advertising agencies, because advertising agencies know once you listen to their jingle, you cannot, even if you want to, get that song out of your head. Even if you hate Vegemite, you'll eat it for the rest of your life if you're an Australian.
I hear
so
you.
So that's how it started.
I assume you still create this kind of music now. And how do you get started with that? Do you start with an idea? Do you start with a vocal melody? How does that work for you?
Well, it's interesting. It's either one or the other. When I get... I don't do them on purpose. I've never done my songs on purpose. I just sometimes just a melody, a really nice positive melody will come to me. And then sometimes the lyrics will just sort of come at the same time. When I wrote We Found Love, I just started singing, now that we found love, there's no place to hide. It just came to me.
Yeah.
And other times, Bob Proctor, who was in The Secret, who I worked with for 7 years, great transformational speaker who's left the body now, but he sent me these lyrics because he wanted to work with me all over the world. He said the audiences, these huge seminar audiences, are loving your affirmation songs, and he said, I want to write them with you. And he'd never written lyrics before, but he wrote Synergy, the lyrics, all the lyrics to Synergy, and I just got on the keyboards and I just came up with a melody for it. And I'd never done anyone else's lyrics before, Saren Tess. Just never. It's something I've never been able to do. But I came up with the music for it and I knew it had to be sort of like a dance mix vibe. And that's fun too. I don't know. Just many, many different things, many different genres too.
Sure.
Over the years that come up. Because I just figure if it's the same singer, songwriter, all the songs, even if they're different genres, you're still going to know it's No Doubt or it's Michelle Blood or look at where I'm putting myself in the mix of In Excess. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, even if it's a different type of genre, it's, look at the Rolling Stones. They have written so many different genres, but you always know it's Mick and the boys.
Okay, cool. What do you have in the works for the fans this year?
Well, something that's totally different. I've done what I'm calling a manifestation video book. And it's a book that I actually wrote because I write books too. And then I decided to do the audio version of it. But then I decided to add visuals and turn it into sort of like a mind movie, but better, you know, something really polished and professional. And at the end of each chapter, there's like 12 chapters on all these different mystical and manifestation and intuition and meditation chapters. And at the end of each chapter, we've created a music video with one of my affirmation songs that goes along with the topic of the chapter. So it's called Manifestation Video Book. And I'm giving your darling, beautiful, wonderful people, I'm giving them one of my favorite chapters, which is called Are You a Mystic? Where you get to watch all the visuals. Your doubting mind doesn't have a chance to spit out the creativeness. You don't have a chance to say, oh, that's not for me. I'll never be able to be a magnet to money, or I'm not going to be persistent, because you're just listening to it and watching it at the same time. So it's, I can't believe no one's done it before. And it was so much fun to do it. And so I'm going to give your fans, if you want to call them fans or audience, that chapter. I'm going to give them one of my favorite books I've ever written, which is called The Magic of Affirmation Power Book. And one of my favorite albums for manifestation and success, which includes quite a few songs that Bob Proctor wrote with me, called Songs for Success, the entire album, all of that for free. All they've got to do is go to michelleblood.com/songwriter. And Michelle is spelled michelleblood.com/songwriter. Blood is not a stage name. It's my father's name. It's Irish.
I could tell. I was like, I think she's got a little Irish, you know. You can just tell your personality. It just stuck out at me. Yeah. Okay. That's great. Tell us about the song we're going to hear in a minute. What inspired it?
Well, this is the song that Bob Proctor and I were working together. I was living in Kuala Lumpur at the time, actually, running our businesses and doing albums and doing song and writing hit songs for other girl bands and stuff. I was really enjoying producing and songwriting for younger bands at the time. And I was talking about how I love this little girl band called Genuine from Kuala Lumpur. And I said, they're all in synergy. Like you and I, when we work together, we're in total synergy. And he just got inspired and he faxed me. That's how long ago it was. He faxed me the lyrics and I loved it so much. I just wrote the music to go with it. And by the time he was back in Kuala Lumpur a week later, I'd already recorded it.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'll tell you what, let's take a listen and then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
Pervading, face to face, build the energy. Taste to taste is a synergy. Thoughts melting into one. A new force has begun. This is synergy. Red hot energy. Everybody.
Synergy.
Thank you so much for sharing that song, Michelle. That was really cool.
Yeah, it's a fun song, but it's so positive because, you know, it as the lyrics say, when you join thoughts, you know, you fly. When you're in synergy with people, when you resonate on a higher vibration, you just, and because it's done in a positive key, I like major keys these days, that's for sure. You feel good when you're listening to it, and it's a dance song as well. So I think that's always good to have sort of an 80s dance vibe, Stock Aitken and Waterman vibe.
So I have a stupid question. I'm sure you don't, but do you ever still get nervous before performance? I mean, you're kind of singing on the air here, so I imagine you sound like a seasoned pro and nothing makes you nervous, but I just thought I'd throw that question at you.
No, nothing.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, I'm alive when I'm on stage.
Plus you're part Irish, right?
I can't wait. I'm like a horse ready for the race.
All right. Do you teach music or voice or anything? Or
No. But everyone gets at my events, at my mystical events, you know, it's more like a cross between a rock concert and a mystical event because I get everyone up on stage. We've got huge lyrics. I usually get musicians to work with me as well. And it's a different type of a motivational seminar you've ever been to. And it's, you know, we go to church in a positive manifestation way.
What's the weirdest compliment you've ever gotten in your career?
Oh, that's a question no one's ever asked me before. The weirdest compliment. Well, of course, a lot of people always say, where does that big voice come from when you're so tiny, you know?
Yeah.
I'm stumped.
Okay, we'll come back to it. If something pops up, you know, let us know. But do you have any cool road trips that come to mind in the last couple of years that you enjoyed tremendously?
Well, I'm only just starting to get out on the road this month, actually. During lockdown, I just did Zooms. I did concerts as well, but I did everything via Zoom. I've got this huge, big setup now in my home with huge screen and cameras and everything. But I think my favorite tour was with Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Stuart Weil, Tony Alessandra. It was the first time I'd ever sung at a seminar when all these promoters after my car accident was, you know, advertised and magazines were talking about my healing and stuff. That was bizarre. It was bizarre because here I am touring and making more money than I ever made in my life. I still had my band going, you know, I was healed. But I was like, this was so bizarre to me. I'd never heard of any of these people and they're best-selling authors of transformation and meditation or whatever. And that was bizarre to me because I was like, I said to the guys each night when we had dinner together after an event because the events are during the day, I just said, this is so bizarre, you guys. How do you, I said, I'm always touring with the guys and now I'm with other guys, but totally different type of guys. Yeah. I said, you guys can afford to pay for my dinner.
All right.
So I guess that was really out there for me because I couldn't believe that thousands of people would come during the day to an event and pay $300 back in the 80s to see people speaking. I just thought it was ridiculous, but I understood after a few days.
I have to ask you this, you know, just because I feel like we're going to get a cool answer. What's the funniest thing that's happened to you recently?
Goodness me, there's funny things that happen to me all the time. Seriously.
That's what I figured.
I mean, strange things that happen. Well, I guess because I teach meditation and I do all these different things, strange things happen to me all the time. For example, there's this beautiful person who I did a podcast with who I hardly know. And the other day, something said, call him immediately. And I didn't have his number or anything. So I just started searching back through all the emails from when I'd done my interview with him, got a phone number and called him. And he was almost suicidal at the time. Wow. He couldn't believe I'd called him. So that was strange, but not strange to me anymore, but always fascinating how was I told that, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, you're a lifesaver. And I was just like, well, it's not up to me. It just through being in the stillness, through meditation practice, I'm just more in tuned with the energies of, and I didn't hardly, I've never met this person in person.
Yeah, that's very cool. How would you describe the color brown to somebody that can't see?
The color of brown?
Yeah. Or pick a different color. There's a different color you prefer.
Gosh.
That sounds like a great lyric. I think you should use that on your next song.
And if you describe blue, you just go blue. You make it into a song so they could feel the vibration of the color. I think that's what I would do for brown and blue.
Blue. All right. Okay. Tell us a little bit about any good books that you're reading right now, other than yours or mine. You know, let's pick a different
one. Right, exactly. Yeah. We've both got a lot of books. Well, actually, my favorite book in the world is what I'm rereading right now, is Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda.
Okay. What is that interesting?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's the first book. I read it first when I was in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and it's about this amazing enlightened being that came to the States and he started the self-realization centers. And it was the first time that I really understood why I had this heart glow after my car accident and why all these great things kept happening to me. And, you know, I realized, I understood at last what enlightenment was. I always thought it was just Jesus. I didn't know any better because I didn't have a different culture to understand. And so that really took me on a ride to many other books that I absolutely adored, including one of my other favorites, Play of Consciousness by, oh my goodness, I've had a brain fart.
Oh, that's all right. You're not the first one on this show to have that. I have that effect on people.
Well, Australians love anything to do with farting, so there you go.
Yeah, that's right. All right. I had a blast. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I'd love to have you on again anytime, Michelle.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd love to. And I think it's great. You've got such an unusual show.
Thank you. Well, that's one way to describe it.
Yeah, Chicago. Next time I'll tell you a great story about how I met Richard Branson in Chicago.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, go ahead. Throw it in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I was attempting to get a record label with Virgin. This is before he sold it. So I went to London, went to his office, and my favorite cassette player that I wrote my songs on, I put some of the songs there, but me talking in between to him on cassette. He wasn't there, but I got to find out, because I'm very willful, to find out where his private office was in London, went there from Sydney, Australia. And then when I was working in America for the first time, I was doing a couple of gigs in Chicago, and we went to this place called Jilly's nightclub in Chicago, which is owned by Frank Sinatra's son. And over the loudspeaker, as we walk into this dance club, they say, and we welcome Richard Branson and all the Virgin people, because they've got their first Chicago to London flights coming from here. And I talked the DJ into announcing me so I could get in to the section they were in. And I got in to the section that Richard was in. And he said, oh my God, I remember you. I remember you, that cassette player. He said, I got them, because they actually sent it back, not the tape, but the cassette player.
Yeah.
And he said, because you've been writing songs on this and that's very special, that's why I sent it back with a little note, which he did. And so we talked for 2 hours about things that he did, spirituality. I mean, it was just the most amazing conversation. And he said, I would be interested in signing you up. He said, but I've just sold Virgin Music. He said, but I love what you're doing. And
that's awesome.
That was amazing to have like a 2-hour conversation with Richard Branson like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, Again, I want to thank you for being on the show and wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. You too, Sarantos.
You're welcome, Michelle. And we both want to thank all the fans out there for spending a little bit of your precious time with us tonight. We hope your unique story gets heard around the world too. My name is Sarantos, and please join me every single Tuesday evening to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.